Hi, y'all. This is Carrie D. Welcome to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Join me every Thursday for some much-needed encouragement, coffee, and conversation. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. Hey, if you're blessed each week by our podcast, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool in Step with God. Then, share our podcast with some of your homeschooling friends who might need a little encouragement this week. You can also find me at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. So stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and take a little coffee break with me. Let's get started. Hi, y'all, and welcome back to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Now, last month, I had the awesome privilege of speaking at the Wild and Free pre-conference in San Luis Obispo in California. Now, I shared at the pre-symposium some advice, some hindsight, and lessons that I've learned while homeschooling. You know, I figured since everyone shares on social media the things they think you should do when you're homeschooling, I thought I would share at the Wild and Free event what not to do. And I based it off of my many, many epic fails and homeschooling mishaps over the years. Now, as I was praying over my talk and prepping what I wanted to share, I thought, you know, this would make a really good episode topic. So I reached out to my fellow followers and I asked my podcast listeners, what was the best advice that they've ever received with regards to homeschooling? Can I just say, you guys rock. Not only did I get tons of responses, but the advice you share with me made me smile, made me laugh, and made me cry sweet tears of joy. So in this episode, I wanted to share with you some of the heartwarming and life-changing advice some of your fellow homeschooling moms share with me. Make sure you have your cup of coffee in hand because you're going to be so encouraged by these words of wisdom. Okay, so first off is Dolores from Instagram, who brilliantly advises to keep it simple and don't do school at home. Now, Dolores says she tries to apply this in her day-to-day homeschooling by not trying to make homeschool look the same as public school. She shared with me, it doesn't have to be this crazy schedule 7 to 8 hour day. Mark Twain's quote really speaks to me, don't let school get in the way of education. Y'all, I couldn't agree more with Dolores. And thank you for sharing that. And I'm so happy to hear how you are applying this advice to your own homeschooling. Now, if you've been following me for a while, or you've read my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, you know I'm all about keeping life and homeschooling simple. You've heard me ask this question before, but Dolores reminds me I probably need to ask it again. Why do we model our home education after the very thing that we're trying to escape? I mean, if the traditional school setting or the traditional methods and curriculum aren't working for our kids down the street in school, what makes us think they're going to work for them in our homes? Well, they won't, and they really shouldn't. As Dolores reminds us, our homeschool day doesn't need to be a 7 hour day. Home education is really a lifestyle because kids learn all the time. Formal lessons can be completed in less than 3 hours a day, leaving the rest of our days for life skills and doing real life learning. Thank you, Dolores, for reminding us to keep it simple, to keep it real, to not do school at home, and to not let school get in the way of our kids' education. Next, Christine from my email and blog newsletter shared this advice. Your children will learn in spite of you. Amen and preach it, sister. Actually, when I became a mom, a seasoned mother told me that my kids would grow and learn not because of me, but in spite of me. And boy, do I agree with Christine and that mentor mom more today than ever before. When I was homeschooling, usually the biggest obstacle to my kids learning was me. I mean, God created kids to be learning machines, and He created all of us in His image, so we are creative beings with a natural desire to learn and to create. Y'all, our kids are going to learn in spite of us. Sometimes we just have to get out of their way and trust the process. Now go ahead and plan and guide them and direct or redirect them, but don't forget to jump down a few rabbit holes too, or take a Sabbath break from the formal every now and then. Thank you, Christine, for the important reminder that our kids are learning all the time. Next, Cynthia from Instagram sent me this direct message. You know your child. Do what is best for your child and don't compare. Cynthia, this is a 1-2-3 power punch and knockout. Now, when I asked Cynthia how she applies this advice, she said, by not getting distracted with fancy new curriculum or with something new that friends are doing or using. I don't get distracted by the outside classes that they're in either. When my kid is ready for those classes, we'll give them a try. And I'm okay with stopping halfway through something or trying something different if it's not working for my kid. It's also very important to me to listen to them and include them in the planning of their school. Yes, 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 and yes to all of this, Cynthia. Y'all, it took me a long time to learn these lessons. Nowadays, we call it homeschool FOMO, but back in the day, we just called it the comparison trap. Joe's friends would be in a class that everybody loved, or my neighbor's kid was learning something in school that we weren't, or Francesca's friend was reading books and doing curriculum that we weren't doing, so I would add those things to our schedule. Now, unlike super smart Cynthia, I didn't drop anything. I just added all of these other things to our already crazy schedule because I thought I was doing something wrong if we weren't homeschooling like everyone else in our group was. Y'all, listen to Cynthia. You know your child better than anyone else, so that means you know what your child needs and when. Do what is best for your child, not what is the latest trend. And girl, don't compare. Ever. Thanks, Cynthia, for sharing these words of wisdom. Now, Mary from my newsletter and email blog sent me similar advice to Cynthia's. She said it this way. Try not to worry so much. Instead, focus on your relationship with your kids. When I asked Mary how she applies this advice, she told me, I became a student of my children and started really appreciating who they are and how they learn best and what their love language is. For the most part, for all of my kids, it's physical touch, lots of hugs and snuggles. So I intentionally give them hugs throughout the day. I also do my best to join in on their moments of wonder and interest and hobbies. I'm not perfect and I deal with chronic illness and migraines, so a lot of days are very difficult for me. But taking the time to be in these moments helps a lot. This is great advice. Like both Cynthia and Mary said, get to know your child. What makes them tick? What's their love language? What do they love to do? What are their strengths and gifts? How do they learn best? Become a student of your child. Thank you, Mary, for giving us such simple examples of how we can become students of our students. Next up is Josie, who's from my email and blog newsletter. Now, she shared this advice. Focus on building and nurturing the relationship between you and your kids by creating lasting memories. Cook together, dance together, do nature hikes together, road trips, field trips, etc. Your time together will carry more value than any academic lesson. I'm going to say that again, guys. Your time together will carry more value than any academic lesson. When the school years are over, all you have are the cherished memories that you've made and the relationships you formed. That's a mic drop, Josie. Now, I do have firsthand knowledge that Josie's advice is golden and true. I have the privilege of knowing Josie and homeschooling with Josie for many years. She's graduated several boys already and has two more kids to go. I've watched her walk this walk, and boy, does she know what she's talking about. So y'all, listen to Josie. Homeschooling really is all about building relationships. There's no way, mamas, that you're going to teach your kids everything that they need to learn before they graduate. So go ahead, spend time building a solid foundation. A foundation built on faith, life lessons, and basic academic skills. But then spend the rest of your time creating memories and building relationships. Homeschooling really is all about the four R's: reading, writing, arithmetic, and relationships. Thank you, Josie, for sharing that advice and that important reminder. Now, Christina from Instagram shares Josie's advice as well. She puts it this way: love your kids and enjoy life. Y'all, it doesn't get any simpler or more true than that. Love your kids and enjoy your life. Thank you, Christina. And Virginia from Instagram sent very similar advice to me through a direct message. She put it this way: don't sacrifice relationships for academics. Now, when I asked Virginia how she applies this advice, she shared with me something we all can relate to. She said, I had a timeline or a schedule in my head of how long it would take my son to do his work. Some days were easy and he finished everything up, and other days he barely finished a math sheet. I nagged him all day to get his work done, and then he would shut down. Does this sound familiar? Can you relate to Virginia? I know I can. I can't tell you how many times one of my kids just shut down because I was working on my time schedule instead of their natural learning timeline. Virginia reminds us that there will be really great days and that there will also be hard days and non-productive days. Y'all, don't ruin your relationship with your kid over long division. Focus on what's really important. There's always tomorrow to try long division again. And I'd like to add to Virginia's advice here. Make sure you give your kids and yourself grace when things go south. Tomorrow is a new day. Extend grace, accept grace, and start fresh. Thank you, Virginia, for that awesome advice and very relatable example. Now, Holly from Instagram sent me this direct message. She said, don't be afraid to slow down. This is actually what I shared at the Wild and Free pre-symposium event last month. I shared 5 do nots. And thanks to Holly, I only had 4 do nots until she direct messaged me. And I realized, don't be afraid, duh, that needed to be on my list of do nots as well. Y'all, like she said, don't be afraid to slow down. Don't be afraid to go at your child's pace. Don't be afraid to give your child a childhood full of play and wonder. Don't be afraid to do something different. Don't be afraid to take a break. Don't be afraid to follow your child's interest. Don't be afraid that you're not good enough or smart enough. Don't be afraid of this world and all of its lies. The Lord instructs us, do not be afraid. We are to trust in Him, especially with our homeschooling. So thank you, Holly, for reminding us it's okay to slow down, it's okay to smell the roses and the coffee, and it's okay to give our kids time to be kids. Now, I'm going to share Christy's advice from Instagram here too. It's very similar to Holly's, but it's so important that I think it needs to be repeated. Christy said the best advice she ever got was, go at your child's pace and stop comparing them to other kids. Give them their childhood. I couldn't agree more with Christy and Holly. It's such good advice that books have been written about this very thing. So make sure you read the book, The Call in the Wild and Free, Reclaiming Wonder in Your Child's Education by Ainsley Ehrman. It's so important in this rush world to protect childhood and to make sure our kids have a childhood. Now, I think Elise's advice is an extension to what's been shared so far. Now, Elise said, there's no such thing as getting behind, as in getting behind in grade levels or being behind in assignments. She says character over curriculum, attitude over academics, and grace over grades. Elise is very, very wise. The force is strong with this one. Character should always come before curriculum. Remember, we teach children, not curriculum. An attitude should always be over academics. I mean, what's more important? Our kids getting to heaven or our kids getting into Harvard? And grace over grades for sure. But I would also like to add progress over perfection and relationships before scholarships. Thank you, Elise, for sharing these important reminders in a way that's easy to understand and to remember. Now, Elizabeth, from my email and blog newsletter, shared with me some very practical homeschooling advice. She said, first, take the first year off and de-school. Second, she said to focus on relationships. Math assignments are secondary to relationships. Moms, this seems to be a theme, so listen up. And lastly, she said, read, read, and read. You can never read enough. Thank you, Elizabeth, for the practical tips that we can even apply today. Now, finally, I'd like to share one more. Obviously, I concur with everything these beautiful moms took the time to share with me. I agree with them so much that I made sure I included them in this episode for you to hear them. Now, as a retired homeschooling mom who now has front row seats to watching my kids live out their God-given purposes and their childhood dreams, I'd like to remind you of this one thing. Cherish the time. It really does fly by. There will be days when the pile of laundry is done. The dirty diapers will be no more. The chaos will be gone and the messes will be clean. And the noise will be replaced by quiet hallways. While you may not feel like it as you're in the thick of it right now, these really are some of the best moments of your life. These are the days you will miss and you will long for. These are the memories both you and your kids will remember and cherish. It's all worth it. So, mamas, just breathe. You've got this. If God is calling you to homeschool, you really can do it. Thank you for hanging out with me and for joining me for this little coffee break full of advice from fellow homeschooling moms. If this is your first time joining me, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool and Step with God. If you're new to homeschooling or you're looking for ways to simplify and streamline your homeschooling, this is the perfect book to read. You can purchase it at Amazon or at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. Now, if you heard something you liked or something new, then share a podcast with a friend who might need a little encouragement or advice this week. And if you haven't already, we would love for you to subscribe to Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast and then take a few minutes to leave a little review. This really is the best way to help other moms find our podcast and to be encouraged too. Thank you in advance for listening to us each week and for sharing my podcast, book, and homeschool mom ministry with your friends. We're so very honored and grateful. It's our prayer that our website, homeschooling consulting services, podcast, and my book will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. We're praying for you. Stay healthy. God bless, and see you next time.